the All-Star Parade of Bands. Yes, indeedy, from Basin Street, way down south here in the middle of little old New York City. This is Fred Collins welcoming you on behalf of the National Broadcasting Company and the American Federation of Musicians, who, as a contribution to the United States Treasury Department, presents the All-Star Parade of Bands, featuring the nation's finest orchestras. And on the star podium for this broadcast transcribed, it's Louis Satchmo Armstrong. NBC and the United States Savings Bonds Division of the Treasury Department take pleasure in presenting the All-Star Parade of Bands and wish to remind you there is no finer investment than United States Savings Bonds. Now here's your musical maestro, Louis Satchmo Armstrong.
Up in little Royal Garden Blues this time.
Thank you.
What are we going to do now here? Everybody's having such a ball here in Basin Street tonight. Is that right?
Yeah, they're gone, they're gone. A tune called Someday I Wrote.
Someday you wrote?
Yeah, one of them last cap gabbings.
You get credit for those, too.
Gold. Someday, folks. Later. Sorry, the way you treated me was wrong. But deserted, I was the one who taught you all you know. And your friends had you to make me sing another song. So good luck, maybe with you. And may your future you won't fear. Dear, there won't be another to treat you like a brother. Someday you'll be sorry, dear. Look at your mama, someday you'll be sorry for the way you treated me was wrong. Baby, I was the one who taught you all you know. And your little old friends had you to make me sing another song. Look at your mama, good luck. Baby, with you. Oh, yes. And may your future you won't fear. Dear, there won't be another. To treat you like a brother, broken record. Take it from me, take it from me, take it from me, take it from me, take it from me. Missed a couple of notes. Your mama, good luck, baby, with you. Oh, yes, and may your future you won't fear, dear. And there won't be another that treats you like a brother. Yes, someday you'll be so pretty. Ah, got it. What's that mic?
Oh, bless your heart. Louis.
What is that, Daddy?
You got that on a record, have you not?
Yeah, it's on a record. Bobby Hackett recorded it.
Bobby Hackett recorded it?
Yeah, he made it for me.
Oh, he's only one of the many. I understand that thing's selling like records.
Yeah. Well, we bring Brother Shaw up there.
Could we hesitate a moment?
Okay.
Louis, I'll tell you, here. I'd like to talk about paydays. You know about them.
No, I worry about draw days.
Draw days, yeah. Well, what's wrong with payday anyway? Well, possibly the only thing wrong with payday is that there's too often not much money left the day after. And if that is your problem, now's the time to join the payroll savings plan. You know, it's one sure way of having something left when bills are paid and payday is over. You see, your employer sets aside a certain amount of money for United States savings bonds, and before you get your check, too. So each payday, that amount grows, and before long, you've accumulated enough for your first savings bond, and then another, and then another. Easily, automatically, you build a savings fund for future spending or future security. And your savings earn extra dollars, too. Savings bonds pay back $4 for every $3 you put in, more if they're held beyond maturity. So you have your payday payoff in your future. So buy United States savings bonds on the payroll saving plan. Sign up for savings today. Louis, while you're introducing the next number, I might mention, too, the great guys in the band which were featured in the first number tonight here in Basin Street. Trummy Young, of course, is on trombone. Barney McGard, the great one, on clarinet. Arvel Shaw on bass, who will be wailing, as they say in modern music, later. Billy Kyle, of course, is at the 88 of the Steinway, and what better man at our percussion section than Barrett Deems on drums? And what's this called?
What's it?
Arvel, you...
Blues pour contrabass.
What?
That means, in French, blues for bass.
Oh, I am with you. Arvel Shaw, ladies and gentlemen. Down goes the microphone to the bass, and off we go. Well...
Thank you.
Arvel Shaw, ladies and gentlemen. Arvel Shaw on bass. Oh, dear me. From Basin Street, where you're hearing the incomparable music of Louis Satchmore Armstrong and all the guys. And here's one of our favorites, certainly. Well, everybody is here in this group. But certainly a man with a great background in music, composer, one of the old ones. Billy Kyle at the piano, said one of the old... Well, he's been around for a while. Show me Young, ladies and gentlemen, on trombone. Show me, come here.
Thank you very much. I'd like to do a little number now. It was written by a friend of mine, Charlie Shavers. It's entitled Undecided.
Chummy Young on trombone, yeah. Oh, goodness gracious. We've got a message for Uncle Sam here about now. Louis, United States savings bonds, that's a familiar term to most people in the country today, isn't it?
That's right, Bob.
It's true. But what about Series E bonds? Do you know as much about them as you should?
Well, I know a lot about them.
You know, Series E simply means...
So happen.
Yeah. Series E simply means the kind of United States savings bonds bought on the payroll savings plan. That's the one, you know. They're the ones saved for you regularly through deductions. And Series E is the great thing. The important fact about them, now Series E bonds are improved, you know. They mature faster. Often, they offer better interest and better opportunities than ever before. Now you get full value in less than 10 years. And now Series E bonds continue to earn interest after they mature, too. That's the big news.
Yeah.
The improved rate of 3% is compounded semi-annually as long as 10 years after maturity.
Yeah.
And you can see what that means to you.
Yeah,
$37.50. Oh, this Louis is the very greatest. A $37.50 bond can pay over 67 simoleons.
Sir.
Or an 80% return on your original investment, and that's pretty hard to match. So why don't you sign up for Series E savings bonds now, and that you will do. Louis,
all right.
Is it about...
can wheel a while, boy.
Oh, bless your heart. Louie, how about that wonderful, charming gal, yeah, Thelma?
Let's bring old Thelma up here.
Come Thelma out, Middleton, man. Ladies and gentlemen. Man, what's she going to do, Louie?
You
going
to tell her what you think?
What are you going to do, Thelma?
Come on back here. Come back here.
Here in Basin Street. What are you going to do, honey?
Thank you. We're going to do a little of, from the W.C. Handy album, the good old good one, the St. Louis Blues.
Oh, St. Louis
Blues.
Well, Thelma. Ladies and gentlemen, Thelma Middleton. Bless your heart. I can't tell you how much we hate to close this show, which ends 4 weeks of broadcasting on NBC for Uncle Sam and Savings Bonds. It's been such a joy to yours truly, Fred Collins, and certainly to all the people here at Basin Street who enjoyed this music so very, very much. So from Basin Street, you've been listening to the All-Star Parade of Bands with Louis Satchmo Armstrong. Presented, of course, as a contribution by the National Broadcasting Company and the American Federation of Musicians to the United States Savings Bonds Division of the Treasury Department, and transcribed in cooperation with the American Federation of Musicians, James C. Petrillo, President. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, there is no finer investment than United States Savings Bonds And for the nation's top orchestras, it's this all-star band parade. Join us next week at the same time for another all-star parade of bands. And invest in a bond today. Keep on buying them regularly. It's an investment in your country and in your future security. And now for Louis Satchmore Armstrong, for Tommy Young on trombone, for Bonnie McGuard on clarinet, Arvel Shaw on bass, Billy Kyle at the piano, and Barrett Deems on drums, this is Fred Collins wishing you each and everyone a very pleasant goodbye and good listening.
Enjoy your Grand Ole Opry tonight over most NBC radio stations.